could have hopefully some floats, just whenever anybody wants to do.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hello.
I was gonna say, they've got that great historic bumper right in the front lobby there too. I'm with the historical site.
In the front, yes.
Yeah, which is a real beauty.
Yeah, that.
I don't want people to touch it or not, but it's definitely.
You know, that thing hasn't moved for 15 years though.
Since you built the new fire station, has it moved?
Yeah.
I've got some great pictures. I think it's the same engine of it in front of the old city hall that sat in the US Bank parking lot.
Oh, really?
The old wooden city hall, yeah.
Well, I know they have.
You don't have pictures of any of that?
We have some, but not what you're describing.
Oh, okay.
Potentially, I don't know, I'd have to see it. We have a few things that go along with that thing.
Yeah, it's a bunch of volunteers and that pumper one just like it in front of that city hall. It's pretty cool.
I'm sure it was that one.
Oh, it's, we've got a scan, I can just email.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, 20 years ago, they fired it up, I'm thinking, because it was it Carl, who was the, okay, senior moment here.
It would have been Bill Nelson.
Okay.
You know, Bill was still around. Bart actually is the one who would have pumped it last.
Yeah, probably.
Because they used to take it to Musters.
Yeah.
But it's been 30 plus years since that.
Well, this would have been 1999, 2000, because I was mayor then. And I know that they fired it up for something, and I can't remember what. Didn't move it, but they did start it. And it was, I could say who, pretty, I could say taller guy. That was the fire chief before Carl.
Dave Harlicker.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Dave Harlicker.
Yes, yes.
That's who was the chief when I came on.
Yeah. Anyway.
The early history of the fire department was pretty exciting, actually. They had a lot of back and forth and arguing to even get a department. Town couldn't get fire insurance for a while, so those first volunteer guys were pretty, the first of many cool dudes.
Generations, boy, how it's changed.
Well, it's amazing that y'all still operate with so few full-time employees and so many volunteers. That is, yeah, amazing.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know, is Rick coming? I haven't heard from him.
I don't know. Nobody contacts me. Nobody tells me anything.
I have his number.
Well, I didn't contact the school again, so I don't know exactly what to. I guess we do have some time, but I would like for them to be in on this.
Are you guys kind of up to date on what we've already discussed? Have you heard anything?
This is my first anything tonight.
No, we're just happy to be here.
So yeah, I've got my copy of the. This is, y'all can look at it. It is a, I've got two copies.
We can share.
That is part of what we.
I just spent most of the day trying to learn how to say Susquehanna.
And it's, yeah.
I used to say it for Dwight when Oregon had their state.
I just shortened it and said 150.
I'd go 150.
Yeah, yeah. I know the OSAA doesn't, schedules don't come out even until after Christmas as far as for like the fall sports. So I don't know whether there would be a football game that Friday night of that week, but that would, it'd be great. And it'd be great if it could, I know it's a little early for homecoming, but that would be great to, yeah. But,
the Ministerial Association did.
I got a note from Darren Olson, but it didn't have anything to do with this. But I haven't heard anything from them, so maybe I can call Darren and see if he will.
I think Andrea was talking last month about, Gordon is not,
not doing well.
In the mix all the time.
No.
And Dave is taking over.
And Dave, yeah, Dave is, yeah, and I had mentioned it at Halloween.
Okay.
Dave was over at my house, and so I had mentioned it to him then, and he said, yeah, if Gordon, if it's something Gordon can't do, to let him know.
Oh, cool.
But I didn't know if anybody heard.
No. Does somebody wanna be the caller on this?
I can ask Darren.
Okay.
He's on the board, so, or, you know.
No, I mean, does someone wanna call the members of the committee just remind them? I guess we could text rather than calling.
Kitty sends out this to every member, so they know what, they know.
Oh, so they know, okay, alright.
They get this the Friday before every meeting.
Thank you.
This isn't unusual in COVID time to try to gather people. Tough to get a forum sometimes.
This was from a draft for our first meeting, and then we met, of course, in October, and, it's a planned weekend for the event was September 17th and 18th, but it could be a week-long celebration from Sunday to Sunday, with church activities on Wednesday night and on Sunday. Let me tap fingers crossed that weather's gonna be good. Encourage shopping, eating, and buying locally, and have a night where businesses stay open in the evening. I was talking to one of the business owner, and they said they would think it would be great if they could stay open every night. If we're gonna have a week-long celebration, stay open every evening. So what do y'all think about
it? I think having the not having outside vendors might help that, you know, because the festival over the years turned into something where local businesses tended to close up and take a vacation rather than try to compete. So I think if you're local, you can try to make money, you know, but you're protected from that influx of outside vendors. I think that's good. If I may, I actually have a question here to that effect. Rick wasn't here then. This was when the fire, Carl's wife was, Carl Perry's wife was,
Carol.
This is, I think, from 2006. We, when I was a downtown business, we started this thing called First Saturday. It's kind of structured like what we're talking about here. Anyway, it had very simple bylaws. You do your activity on the first Saturday, right? it's not, you coordinate with the group on messaging and stuff, and then you do whatever you want, you know. So, just like we have a theme, you know, for next year. And aside from coordinating so you don't duplicate activities, those are pretty much the rules. And we also didn't have officers, you know, in the organization, and we didn't handle money, except I would walk around and collect $25 from everybody who was going to do something or wanted to do something, and we pool it all in a great big impressive ad like this.
Yeah.
And that's something that can, you know, can work pretty well. And it just, everybody would have a little blurb and say what they were doing on that day, and they did whatever they wanted. And we had an occasional meeting to make sure people were getting along and stuff, but that was it. And I have this scanned, if you can rotate it, you have this scanned like this, but I can send that out. It's pretty cool. Thank you.
What's the date for the week?
The weekend is the 17th and 18th of September.
Oh,
scary businesses.
The actual day is in October, but we felt like weather-wise that might be a little too late in the year to chance it. So hopefully September is still. So it would be, somehow that'd be the 17th and 18th. So it'd be the 12th through the 18th, I guess, that week of September. Of 2021.
Well, if you're going Sunday, you're going Sunday to Sunday, it's the 11th. 11th through the 18th.
Oh, so you went, yeah, started on Sunday rather than Saturday. Yeah, that makes sense, Doug Beverly.
The other thing, if I may, the Historical Society's been pushing this, obviously because it's a historical situation, but the last few years, but something we've been emphasizing, and even created a speculative poster for us, that that time of year, Junction City used to have a huge festival 100 years ago called the Pumpkin Festival, and it was all oriented around harvest. So any of that kind of theme we've talked about the last couple months. I think even people were volunteering you to have a contest knocking pumpkins around the fire hoses. Who's idea was that? Maybe it was Andrea. See if she's listening.
Volunteered the fire department for a lot of things. I just haven't told them yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get ahead.
Yeah.
Volunteered them?
Yeah.
I think you should bring a couple pumpkins over and see how that works out.
Great.
Or the pumpkin catapult, too.
Yes, I love the catapult.
That's what comes
to
mind when I think of it. I mean, we could certainly give it a try, but depending on the size of the pumpkin, it would take quite a stream.
You have to pump that pressure up pretty
hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd love to see Andrea do it.
At the time, that sounded so good, and then I thought, if we have another summer like we did this past summer, and water, I think that we might get some bad press for using so much water in September, or, you know. But it sure would be fun.
Well, we'll just light something on fire, and then we'll have a reason to use it.
Light pumpkins on fire.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, we do that with the little ones, but we get down a booster hose or something that can be held down a little bit.
Yeah.
More as a.
Of course, it's supposed to be for all ages, but it's the children that, you know.
We've done certain things
target
like
more.
Set up a. We call it an agility course, but it's like an obstacle course for kids.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Five or six stations to jump through, with utilizing some fire tools and bow strings and
the jaws of life.
if
they can pick them up.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a little heavy.
The one thing I thought about is, of course, the fire pole. But then you've got insurance coming in on that. But
See, you can climb the ladder blindfolded. Like, we can make this fun.
All I'm seeing is liability written over.
All those are huge red flags.
I like those ideas.
Like allowing people to come in and climb the water.
Well, you know, it's funny because because back in this day, no one would have batted an eye at half of those things, but now, we have to worry about.
I have to say, in 1999, I climbed the old water tower, and boy, can you see!
Oh yeah.
And just you see all the curves in the river.
It's a sucky climb.
Yeah.
It is, especially the last 10 feet.
Yeah, the last 10 feet. You've been climbing like this the whole time, and then you're straight up and down. It feels like you're like this.
Yeah.
Remember
One thing that we talked about was like on that Saturday when we do like the, if we do that reverse parade or whatever, we would like our floats would be have to be something like on the history, whether it go back to the railroad
or disco even.
Just through the years. Yeah.
Farming, whatever, and I don't know, do you guys have any of your old trucks or anything still around? Just something, old from the fire department that you'd be able to put in, or?
No, not for nothing really old anymore. We've been trying to fix that, because those old ones tend not to work when you need them the most.
Yeah.
And we had one that we were gonna try and restore, but, you know, the funding was just never there for it.
Right.
But we've got, you know, I mean, we can supply, you know, engines and hose lines. We can, you know, there's a lot of things we can do. Nothing's off the table. We would have to play with it and figure out a way to make it user-friendly.
Right, yeah.
It's something that, like, the fire department, you have to do your own thing and come up with whatever, you know.
Yeah, that was real successful, because people just got to be creative and do whatever they wanted.
Yeah, because it's a...
As long as they stay within the general deadline.
It's like a birthday celebration. Each guest is doing their own thing. And not that I think of y'all as guests, but, yeah, like I say, I was gonna do the same thing if we ever get anyone from the schools.
A cool booth, though.
Yeah, well, they're talking about, yeah, not having any outside vendors, so we could pull the booth and do...
It doesn't even have to be, we could do something else for that time of the year, something a little more seasonal.
Yeah.
You know, something simple to make, you know, or serve.
Burgers and dogs.
Ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah.
Like I say, whatever, and if you wanna do something to make some, like I say, to make some money, that's fine. Saying not commercial, I mean, no outside vendors is what we're getting at. I think it's a committee decided, and the thought I had in mind. But that doesn't mean that, you know, that organizations or businesses or whatever here in town can't make some money off of whatever they're doing. Did we decide whether we were gonna have a Miss Pumpkin or...
Pumpkin Queen?
Yeah, Pumpkin Queen.
I'll send you the propaganda on that, how that used to work, and y'all can see what you want to do.
We were gonna open it up to where it didn't have to be a girl or a woman. It could be anybody that wanna run for... What do we call it? The Junction City Pumpkin? Rather than put a king or queen to it. I don't know, but...
You could have the Grand Pumpkin, I guess. I'll send you this.
Oh, the Grand Pumpkin. I like that.
And the Slug Queen in Eugene. But year to year, the words you can use change, you know, if you're being scrutinized. So, yeah. I'll provide you the history.
Yeah, I didn't want to use any term that someone could take the wrong way, but I wanted to open it up to, you know.
Well, and I don't think, like, they even know half the time what the Slug Queen really is.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, technically, it's a mollusk, you know, like your snails and clams.
And I think this historical side, he was thinking about creating a cookbook, so...
Oh, yeah, that's going well.
Make some, hopefully, some money. And I'm not sure Rick was, in the chamber, was going to work with the Junction City businesses, and I guess organizations too, although I guess we need to start talking to the Lions and Mr. Optimus.
So I'm trying to visualize it in my head. Did you guys discuss, like, because, you know, going from Sunday to Sunday, obviously the it would be leading up to the Saturday Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Would be culminated in that weekend.
Yeah.
Is that a time where there'd be a large gathering, like people would be, you know, like what would be the times? Say we were going to set up a booth, or we were going to set up an obstacle course for the kids, and maybe even, you know, things that adults could do, or you know, teen kids or something like that. You know,
you're probably going to draw more people on that Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. So is there like a core part of town where it's all going to take place?
We talked about 6th Street from the high school to Ivy or whatever that takes to block off that, because it's the widest street where you could have floats on both sides, you could have.
So somewhere in the park.
Trucks going there, whatever.
Somewhere near the park, we'd have some real estate to be able to set up some sort of a.
Yeah.
You know, event thing that you could compete in, you know, or.
Yeah, remember the school owns that park there.
I can talk into it.
I'm sure you can, just, it doesn't belong to the city, which everybody thinks it does.
There's the yard right there too.
Yeah, you'd be welcome to use my yard right across the street.
Yeah, if you think of Sixth Street, the way Andrea and Gary came up with, I think the idea originally, or Rick too, the, think of Sixth there as a street fair with floats and booths parked on either side, right?
Yeah.
And so you got that wide promenade to walk down. There's several churches with big properties, St. Helens has a lot of property bordering that, and Lutheran Church, and the school, and that'd be kind of a big area on Saturday. And if you can get the school to do a homecoming game, a all-class year reunion, anybody who went to school, get to gather that weekend, you know, that could be a big, get it a big critical mass. And you guys are crazy if you don't, get your thing through in May and have to run again in November for your levy.
Yeah.
That would be golden.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring that in.
No.
I'm always advocating for their levy.
Hopefully that won't be necessary.
Might even help in May to talk about that.
That's why we're trying to really get somebody from the school district over here. There's somebody who called in today. And I get through to nobody every time I've called, I called like 4 times.
You were gonna get something with the school.
Like everybody else.
Did you?
I mentioned it, and had them bring it up during one of the school board meetings. I didn't actually make it, but like I know somebody on the school board, so I text him with what I wanted brought up or whatever, and I haven't heard anything back on it yet, so. But yeah, we were hoping like to have the school involved so that we could do something neat. I know Vanita did something, it was kind of cool, I can't remember how many years ago, but one of their celebration things they did, I don't know, they did something and then they asked for like, you know, everybody to, like, who's like a student from the school that's, you know, still in town, still local or whatever. And my 93-year-old grandma was the only member of her class still alive. And so like she, I think she was for quite a, there was a big gap there of years. But yeah, like it was kind of neat just to be like, hey, we have somebody that's been here locally or very close to Vanita locally, you know. And here she is, 93 years, like, you know. And it was kind of neat, like the school was, you know, kind of like, oh, this is, you know, kind of neat. We still have somebody that's been around this long and graduated from out here and stuff, so I don't know.
That's a really good idea.
But I don't know, I think.
There's some surprising people around here too that are around 100 still.
Yeah. And we have so many, like, family, you know, generations out here too. So that's where I think, especially the farming, and there's some other things that kind of go way back, 3 or 4 or 5 generations.
Beth, did you know Mildred Ross? Remember Mildred Ross? She had the insurance agency.
Yes.
She was like 10 or 90.
Yeah.
And her sister?
Yeah.
She, I talked to her and Grant, Brandy, whatever, the nursing home across from Sheila. She made it to 100, and she went to school in the old wooden high school across from your house.
Yeah.
And she just passed away like last year. And there's a couple other people that may go back. Babe Golden, I have to see if she's still around. She was still around.
Yeah, she was down here too, but
she's not.
She's passed away now. There was twins, and I can't think of their last name, but both of them had passed away too. They went to the, I can't, no.
May and?
No.
No.
No, it's a bit, they were, great. It changed, the fervor of my family is like going in one out there, here and out the other.
They probably got married and changed their name.
So are we wanting?
No, they actually changed their full name.
Oh.
I can't remember what it was.
Sorry, I think that's a really good idea.
Are we wanting the fire department to like do one of their own things at the fire department or something at like the reverse parade, have something there or?
I would love for them to do both, but I don't want to do too much.
Well, we're gonna have to get together and figure out what we can throw at it. Sounds to me like the way this is, that you're setting this up is that businesses and other entities are asked to brainstorm things that they could contribute.
Yeah.
Either under a certain day or during the weekend portion or at different points throughout and then kind of bring the ideas back to the committee and say, hey, this is what we're thinking of doing. But, you know, so I'm only saying that because off the top of my head, you know, I'd put it, you know, we could discuss it at a volunteer meeting and see if anybody's got any good ideas.
Yeah.
You know, aside from, you know, what I've mentioned. The kid agility course was kind of a hit during.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
They were just, it was fun to watch, and it was just cool. So
logistically, that would have to be just like the weekend. We wouldn't be able
to
have that throughout the week and the evening.
No.
If there ended up being some sort of an event like the post that was in the paper from 2006, you know, where, hey, come for the weekend, you know, this is gonna be here, or, you know,
right,
fire department's
right,
gonna
right.
have this,
yeah.
and, you know, we could have a little write-up or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I know a couple of the Olympic trials, they have had, the fire, it was Eugene Springfield Fire Department had, it was on the Agate Street, and they actually had, where you could go into a harness and then they lifted you up and it went way above what was the old East Grandstand above and then you came back down again and they were doing kids as well as adults. I'm not saying for y'all to do that, but that type of thing, maybe on the Saturday is going to be our big, the 17th. And that in the park would be, you know, things like that would be, and the agility course and stuff to do that while, and then maybe have some of the trucks parked along in the reverse parade that's going on that day.
What's the definition of a reverse parade?
Yeah.
It's whatever wants to be parked along, whether it's
you just park along 6.
Yeah.
So it's just a showing.
Show each other.
It's a showing and people walk around.
Yeah, rather than the other way around.
Yeah, that's,
and you can call it a street fair.
Yeah. It can be a booth from Scandinavian Festival that maybe one of the churches wants to put in there and sell pies or whatever.
Okay.
And it could be maybe someone local has one of their big semis that, you know, it's just whatever.
To your point, I think that the chief brought up,
yeah.
You could also, if we do something like this, you could also do something
yeah.
else at another time during the week, and, you know, whenever this kind of ad comes out. Or I hear there's these new messaging things online now these days.
Yeah, there are some places on Facebook.
It may even be accurate, you know, but you know, you can do something at the fire station and list it in the messaging. So the whole format's kind of shocking in that people get to do whatever they want, you know, as long as it's not really disruptive. You know,
if you start calling it
the 148th when it's not, then you might get some pushback.
Trying to keep it like something that has to do with the history of
yeah.
the city now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of ways we could get the steamer involved.
If you just want to have it open one of the evenings or something.
We can definitely trailer it. I'm just a little worried about rolling it down there. I think we can trailer it and just have it on display.
That would be fantastic.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be.
We could hook it up to your Great Dane, because that would be the horse.
She's so lazy, she wouldn't pull it.
Exactly, so she just said do it. I don't, you know, that thing.
Smart.
I wouldn't even begin, well, I know that the seals they used in that thing were leather, so there'd probably have to be a lot of work done to it to actually get that thing going, but I've never inquired as to what it would take to get it running again.
Yeah.
So there's actually, the sister to that thing is up in Portland.
Oh, really?
At the Ash Street Station. If you go by there, it makes ours pale in comparison because,
Ash Street?
Yeah. It's down near NATO Parkway, down by the river on the, in southwest. It's pretty neat looking though, because theirs is restored. And the big pressure bulb that's on that thing, theirs, ours is actually, if it was polished up, it actually looks like chrome. But, it's, so I have pictures of theirs to show what ours is supposed to look like. And, I don't know, it might be worth.
Is it owned by the fire department or the association?
It's the fire department's.
It wasn't while I was mayor that they fired that up, you're right. It was not too long after we came here, so it was either 93 or 94.
And that would be about the time that Bard was.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Bard was some.
He was kind of one of the last ones that knew how to really make that thing work, you know.
He downloaded a lot of his brain to his son, Bob, you know.
Yeah, I bet.
Bob probably has some opinions at least, I don't know that much.
If we're actually gonna.
He's got an opinion.
You bet, you might wanna.
If you're actually gonna ever consider firing that thing back up, he's the first one I'd contact, and I bet anything, he'd donate his time to actually get it going. It may take a while, but it would be kind of cool to see it work, I don't know.
It's noisy, I remember that.
I mean, we could, you know, tap into an old, you got any of those wooden mains left, Gary? Just tap into one of those wooden mains and draw some water.
We have one wooden main, but it's not active.
Harrisburg had some clear up into the 80s and one century.
I would.
Wooden pipes.
Yeah, we have one over by our shop, still.
To try and get a schedule down so people kind of know what's going on, and I was thinking the weekend before our big weekend, on a Sunday afternoon, maybe kick off the celebration and have, that would be when we would maybe, if we decide to do it, have a pumpkin, the big pumpkin or whatever, you know, queen or whatever to do.
Official.
And, and have maybe some of the, some dignitaries there to, you know, wherever we get to come, and not, I don't know, have something else going on besides that, but have the, you know, something about the history of the town and that type of thing, and then, but it would just be in the afternoon, and then actually start on Monday with, like I say, from maybe businesses in town that have special sales that week and stuff, and Monday evening have something, and then like say Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, encourage the ones, so many of the churches have Wednesday nights, if they have services, so didn't want to interfere with that too much. And then Thursday the same way, Friday, possibility of a football game. And then on Saturday have the big reverse parade and activities for everybody. And maybe, I guess maybe, I don't know, dance or something in the evening, what, you know.
Saturday night dances at different eras and different locations.
Yeah, that's what we had talked about, and do that downtown. But keep away from closing off the highway because it's a hassle with the state for one thing.
Probably want to do the disco at the fire department to get the high ceilings for the ball.
Oh, yes. I saw y'all jump right on that. And then on Sunday, again, encourage people to go to church and then do something, I don't know, close it up that afternoon with something. We've been meeting, this is our third time of meeting, and I just thought to tonight to try and get an actual schedule, I guess, or at least a tentative one. So what do y'all think? Do you want to cancel any of that? Do you want to, what, yeah?
I think if you can get people to volunteer to do those things on the weekdays, you're great.
Okay,
yeah. The problem's gonna be getting people to volunteer and commit to it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That was one reason why I was hoping maybe we'd get some of the, like the Lions or the Seroptimus or something, you know, or the schools to do some of those afternoon or evening things, but.
Well, it takes time, but I think if you lay that skeleton out and let people just flesh it out, you know, somebody wants to do a play on one of those weeknights, or somebody wants to, it may not be a dense number of things every weeknight, you know, just depends how heavy you need it to be, I feel like.
Well, I felt like if we want to get, like on Sunday afternoon, see, get some previous mayors back there, some, like I say, some of the pioneers, if we're gonna get any kind of dignitaries, like, you know, from, say, the state, our county commissioners, I think Sunday afternoon would be the better time to be able to get them here.
That's historically traditional, I'll offer that. I mean, if you can have a queen or whatever.
Yeah. But what do y'all think of that?
You crown them on the first day, and then they rule over the, you know, like the Rose Parade.
Yeah.
Queen of Rosaria,
yeah, they
reigns over the week.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So what do y'all think of that schedule? And what, and as, like I say, that was just my thoughts, but I want feedback on it.
Well, I think a couple of you have said it already, but all these names that I keep hearing, we need to get them here.
Yeah.
And figure out, you know, because then maybe you could fill in those weeknights with an event,
mm-hmm.
you know, for each night.
Well, one of the things we talked about that we could do one of those nights is a walking tour of town, offer that, you know.
We'll do that, you know, the historical site can be,
yeah.
stuff like that. Revamping those anyway,
yeah.
as we speak. So.
But you're right, getting.
It's definitely different nowadays, the volunteering side of things.
Yeah.
When I think
yeah.
of,
oh yeah.
When I think of, my, you know, I don't have a, I have, I guess I can't sell myself short. I've got at least a 45-year history here. I just remember softball ruled this town, and the JCs. Mm-hmm. I remember those old vests they used to wear. You know, I wonder if anybody's got any of those hanging in their closet.
Wait a minute.
Oh, that would be cool.
You're older than that.
I am older than that, but I have lived here all my life.
Oh, okay. I was like, I know better. You're older than that.
No, I just know it's a solid 45 years in this town. I never was able to break out. So.
I'm
a fixture.
Something you brought that. Some of the old uniforms.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of them out there. I know that
yeah.
Lions Club may have different generations of uniform. I know that we don't really have a whole lot left from those days. But I know that the JCs used to be, you know, a fairly good size org. Does anybody remember them?
I remember.
Oh yeah.
and softball. I mean, it was every night of the week down at
softball
down at
was
Field.
Huge.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you talk to anybody and there it was tons of
and softball and then walk over to Abby's and spend the rest of the night there until you shut that place down every single night of the week. I mean that was it during the summer.
Softball pretty much got shut down when the subdivisions got built around.
Yeah. Even with the
soft fly balls.
The gold dots and the automatic outs. Yeah, I don't know. That was definitely an era that I remember of this town. And the festival, of course, has always been a staple since I've been here.
Yeah,
but even it's changed a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, they can do, the festival can do a fundraiser on one of those nights or days and do something major.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Well, I think there's enough bigger, you know, organizations.
Oh, the Grange.
Yeah, Alan the Grange.
I'm sure they'll crank up a hoot nanny. I mean, I know Anita Starnes, you know, who's mm-hmm. the...
You were talking about the like softball and sports and the fire department with their old, that's what kind of, instead of having a style show of, like, women, just have anyone who's got anything to do with the history of the town, maybe that's what we could do on one of the nights during the week is,
Vintage clothing, vintage dressing.
Yeah. And anything that has to do with the history of the town, which would be the softball uniforms, the maybe football uniforms from the high school or, you know, whatever.
Maybe Rick, you know, with the chamber could get people who work here in town or businesses in town to get their people to dress up on that day.
Yeah. But I think that would be cool to have.
And you have casual Friday, so we could have a historical Wednesday.
Oh.
pretty funny.
Yeah. I like the name. But it would be, rather than just going straight with dressing up in a costume, have it mean something. Have it something that ties it in with Junction City. And not just Scandinavian.
There'd be some way to tie the farm community into it, too.
The what?
The farm community.
Yeah.
I don't know who would be the one to contact.
Who's running FFA these days?
I don't even know.
I can find out. I know Whitney, it's McCord now, but it used to be Pratt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's big in FFA.
Yeah.
I can find out from
that's
her.
That's a way to start dragging the school into this. I think this is going to be super popular once.
Yeah, we get the idea.
And also because of how things work these days, it'll be last minute-y, and there'll be a huge rush of people who want to get involved, which is great. As long as we've got the concept down, you know, so you start dragging associated organizations, you know, that are connected with the district. FFA starts reserving that part of the high school parking lot to do something, and somebody else will go, hey, well, we went in on that.
Yeah, the old farm used to be in the Quonset Hut, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was that's where this was that I was thinking of that they got it going was over there. They didn't. I remember it being moved. I just remember them, and Bart and his brother probably were there. I don't. My husband would remember. Of course, he's not here to.
Public Works used to run out of the Quonset Hut too.
Yeah.
I ran out of the Quonset Hut quite a few times.
Yeah. That's another story.
as far as the fire department goes, you know, I'm sure we can come up with some pretty cool ideas. We're probably going to be one of those weekend events, though.
Okay.
Just by virtue of the fact that a lot of our help's going to come from volunteers who are going to be more available.
Yeah.
They can earmark a weekend, so doesn't mean we couldn't
participate in something on a weekend.
Yeah,
in a smaller group.
Part of, but
we would appreciate it really big because y'all are important.
Oh, we'll find a way.
Very
find a way to mesh
in.
You know, Bill's right. It's a huge part of the history here. You know, and it's always. It wasn't. I think it didn't become a paid department until Dave Herlicker got here.
Yeah,
he was the first paid employee.
I remember when that happened, and then. Not too long after they got one other person was paid.
We had a paid training officer.
Yeah. And then a few years later, there was four paid people.
Yeah, and it's just continuing to grow. I mean, I was here. I don't remember the exact year that we annexed. I'd have to look it up, that we separated from the city.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I think it was 2001 or 2000.
Pretty early there.
Yeah.
In the 2000.
It was after I was mayor, and I was out of office in January of 2001.
I retired here in 99, believe it or not, first retirement, and the siren was still up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple, 2 or 3 years.
I know it was after 2001.
We ran that siren until 2005, I think. Mm-hmm. But there was some changes, like it didn't run all the time, it only ran during the day. We stopped doing it at night, we had a, you know.
Yeah.
But then it went away when we left. Mm. In 2006 it was done altogether. And then there was some talk about making it a warning siren, but I don't think anything like that ever happened. Is it even still up there?
I was just gonna say.
I wonder if it would actually fire up.
I bet you I can make it fire.
Could freak this town out if you turn that thing on.
You know, it would be good, because we really don't have an evacuation plan for the city. I don't know whether the fire department does, but.
It's an evacuation plan.
For Cox View, if it's the dams.
Yeah, you know, we should have something that warns the city that something, you know, some dam is broken or whatever.
I think this is our warnings, like they send alerts out. I'm not joking, it was super loud, but we were up last summer up at Crescent Lake. And I think even if you don't have service, you get service during the warning, because our phones were going off, and I'm like, my volume does not go that high. You heard it, everybody's.
Oh.
And it's these loud, super loud beeps, and then this thing comes across your screen saying fire. And it actually said like 7.2 miles from where we were actually at, like it somehow pings your phone or something. It just happened to know we were, it must know, I don't know how it works, but it let us know that there was a fire, and then it started saying like level 3 evacuation for these areas. We were like a level 2, but.
Yeah, you see it on TV, of course, mm-hmm. if you've got your TV on. And I got woke up in the middle of the night. Oh gosh, I don't remember when it was. And I didn't think I had my TV on, but there was a warning coming on my TV. And I don't remember now. This has been here in the last few years, anyway.
There was a time when there was a problem in town. There were all the churches had bells.
Yeah.
And fire department had a bell, and the school, the two wooden schools, at 7th and Juniper and across from your house had bells, and they just ring all. They didn't ring them, you know, during the war and stuff like that.
I guess they probably rang them on VE Day and VJ Day.
The ones that they still had, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a school bell in one of the museums that's extremely loud. You can trot that out.
Oh, that's a good effective.
It's from the old Oak Grove School that was down at First.
Well, I've got some ideas here, and I really appreciate both of you for coming. And whatever y'all come up with that won't make too much work for you.
Yeah, we'll take it back, and you know, I mean, we pulled off some things that it worked in the past, that, you know, were a hit, some things that weren't, so, you know, and then of course there's always new ideas too, so. It you know, we'll have to determine, you know, first of all, and now since we know the date, you know, we'll just have to determine, you know, how many we can get together and just let people chew on it for a month or something like that between meetings and come back with some ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to say, I really appreciate it.
We're also good for lending a hand, too, so, you know, if we need, like, to put together a work party or something like that, you know, I can always send out a message and see who we can muster to move things or help people get set up or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, we may take you up on that. Or maybe Gary will take you
up. You know, there's several times during the festival when we just went out and help set up booths, you know, or string out cords or set up, you know, whatever they needed help with, because they, you know, it was different this year, but it still all worked out.
Yeah, I would need to get in touch with the Scandinavian Festival. I got 4 things for me to contact right here, so. So that they know. I was leaving part of that to Rick doing it through the chamber, but I think it probably would be better to do it and not leave it all on his shoulders. So,
is this a regular meeting that you're going to have? Is it monthly?
We've been having one every month, yeah.
And so, same day, same time?
Pretty much, like, what is.
Thursdays at 6:30. We pick a date
yeah.
at this meeting that works for everybody, usually.
I will not be able to do next Thursday since we're talking about it.
Okay.
I was gonna tell you.
It's December what?
That would be the 16th.
Yeah, December will probably end pretty busy.
December may be a bad month to try and hold a meeting.
Should we go to January?
Pretty typical.
Yeah, would y'all, I think it probably, yeah. But I'll be in touch with y'all between now and then, but let's do January, what would that?
The 20th?
Would that be the 20th?
Yeah.
20th would be third, Thursday, 13th would be second.
I will probably not be at that meeting. I'm missing another meeting every third Thursday. So I do need to attend one of those meetings.
Is there another day?
Want to move it to the second Tuesday? Or the third Tuesday?
Not Tuesday, because those are canceled.
Or Thursday, I mean? No, I don't care about council meetings.
Yeah. Like the 13th, January 13th?
Yeah.
What day of the week is it?
It's a Thursday.
It's Thursday, too. Let's make it January. I like the middle of the month better.
I've got something else on second Thursday.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
You have something you can't be here then?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I know.
We're not gonna ever get, everybody leaves too big to be alive, stupid.
Want to just leave it on the third Thursday then? And Andrea can...
Well, we could try to meet in December to see who shows up. I mean, I won't harass the group.
If she won't be here, we can talk about her then.
Well, that's what she was doing with you guys. She was volunteering you for all that.
Okay, so is anybody who can be here on December the 16th will meet, but just...
I'll harass the ministerial association.
Yeah.
As far as...
Trying to get them...
Here, we can at least have a chat with them.
And Rick and the schools.
And Rick.
And then if y'all can't make it, we'll just try and get the ones who haven't been here already.
The 16th of December is a no-go for us because we have our holiday, our Christmas party.
Oh, no, you don't want to miss that.
We could make an informal rule so people can relax that we won't volunteer anybody for something if they're not here.
Yeah.
If we want to commit to that.
Yes. Girl Scout honor.
Well, it's just scouts now, but...
Yeah, that's true.
Can't assign it to...
Dating myself there, aren't I? Okay, so, let's see.
Yeah, I'm sorry about second Thursday. I can't do it.
I can say this. We'll just do it on January the 13th, December the 16th and January 13th, and whoever can be here, it's fine. And if you can't, then that's fine. But we'll try and shoot to get more people here in January than on December. So,
I'll check with Anita at the Grange, too, because they're enthusiastic followers of the historical study. Weekly stuff, so I'm sure they would do something.
We just want to make...
On an evening, you know, one of those weekdays.
Yeah. We just want to make... Have a fun birthday celebration, birthday party for the city. And that's what we're aiming at. So, And like I say, we're thinking about the beard and mustache growing.
Did you say beard garden, or did you say beer garden?
No.
A beard garden?
Beard and mustache contest.
A reverse parade where people walk around and look at everybody's beards?
Yeah. No, just, you know, encourage, but something to, it's just kind of a fun thing to do. But anyway.
And you need somebody to sponsor a baby parade, too. Baby parades are big.
Oh, they were, yes.
Could be a fire department thing.
Sounds like a politician thing.
It is.
Yeah, no, kiss the babies. Yeah, that's,
kiss
yeah, I agree anymore. With you, Gary.
It's good.
These are ones, ideas that we have come up with in the past, so.
Babies vote, okay. Too, with mail-in balloting.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to our little local paper, and they weren't very interested in helping us advertise this either, so.
That's what Rick said, but I think if we throw money in this way, this is a way that doesn't cost any organization too much money, you know? Might have been more than 25 time has passed, but I handled all this, so, I mean, I can...
And like I say, I do...
I can do that again or pitch it to them.
I apologize.
How are they gonna turn that down?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a full page, yeah. We used to run this every month.
Yeah.
Different version every month.
Yeah, when you split it up like that, it doesn't come to that much.
No. And people didn't have to put an ad in, you know. And I think even some of the nonprofits that were in this, that... I remember some of us just paying for some people's ads, you know. But that, this young lady is gonna be probably pushing 30 here. And the pig is probably...
What about the pig?
Made somebody very happy with their meal.
Well, we're gonna need to have, maybe, if the paper can get enough businesses to do this, on this side, we could have a little bit of a program that, you know...
Oh, yeah, we did all this. We gathered all these people, the paper didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
It was Sandy Haley, you know, I would just give her the money and she'd lay it out.
Well, y'all need to go to your other meeting, and I appreciate both of you being here. You have anything that you wanted, any questions or anything that you wanted to share with us?
No, I'm gonna deliver the message.
We'll take it back to the association and, again, do some brainstorming of our own and come back to that January meeting with maybe what we've come up with and what to do.
Don't forget weaving the 150th anniversary messaging into your pitch for your levy this spring. In Junction City, 150th year, I mean, more viable than, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there already time for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next year?
May.
Got some good friends who lost everything in the fires this past summer. I'm sure they'd be glad to come and talk to people and say, don't, you know.
Yeah, I'm working on a message right now. You guys saw your write-up. The only thing that I couldn't remember, I said it was a renewal, right? Because there was a second paragraph you put in there that said, as to the ask.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was unclear, but I should have been a little more clear about the 60 cents.
It's a renewal of the 5-year option money, right?
Yeah, I didn't mention the amount, but we're not gonna ask for anything more, so it's just staying the same.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I didn't hear what it was exactly.
Yeah, but, you know...
I'll keep pushing it like I've done in past...
Levies are doing, for fire departments, are doing pretty good around the state over the last 3 or 4 elections, so... I think people recognize the needs there, we just need to reinforce it. You know, get the message out that it's not getting any... The workload's not getting any lighter.
No.
Things are costing an insane amount of money these days.
I heard your, you and the police chief have the same call level issue with some of the new developments right here and there.
Yeah, you know, they started out late, but, you know, it quickly grew to a lot. It's a lot of people to pack into one place, you know, and, you know, it seemed like that thing just kind of opened and just...
It
spread like wildfire.
All at once.
Yeah, they phased it in a little bit, but once it was full, it started generating some calls.
Yeah.
Makes me question how much more we can handle with what we actually have.
Well,
I think that other one off 10th, that'll all open at the same time.
Yeah.
128 units.
Yeah.
They've delayed a little bit.
Well, right now I'm delaying them because they don't have a paved road, so they can't get a CFO for me, so...
It's scary. You know, bringing a business in is not that big a deal, especially nowadays if it's a big enough building, it has to be sprinkled, so... You know, those are a little bit easier to absorb than dense residential areas because of the EMS calls now. So we're still on track for 1,929, which I still don't know the significance of that, but you might if you've done the research. The year 1929, that's what it says on our logo.
Oh.
And a lot of people thought that's when the fire department was... There's something there's something, no one's really exactly sure what that means.
Oh.
Because I know there was a fire department before 1929.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Oh, yeah.
But something happened in 1929 that was, that marked, it's almost like an anniversary date that...
some kind of incorporation.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly what it is, so I figured maybe I'd mention that to you.
No, we can see that.
Interesting.
Yeah. All our stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if there's anything I can...
It says established 1929, but I don't know, I don't, that...
That could mean as a city department.
Yeah.
It could mean a number of things.
I don't know the significance.
Because we want you to get credit for more than that.
Oh, yeah.
You go back to the 1890s.
We definitely have some pictures showing some of the old buildings over here.
Yeah. No, I'd be happy to...
All wood.
Be happy any, send you any...
Yeah, if you dig up anything that looks like...
Especially would help with your messaging, you know, for that part of things too.
Yeah, like I say...
You can sort through it if it's helpful or not.
Sure.
Yeah, if I can do anything too, please let me know.
There's a few people at the fire station that are really into the history. I try to keep up with, you know, what they've dug up. But, and I know, you know, I know a lot of it. But, yeah, I mean, when, it'd be nice to talk about how many years of tradition, you know.
Yeah, one thing we want to do through this art study, as much as we can do for this next year, we've talked before, we're focusing on getting the Lee House up and running. And speaking of old Jefferson City traditions, we have no building permits or plans in the entire history.
The good old days.
We did like a booklet on the Finnish railroad and railway engine, you know, updated it, and you know, this kind of thing that McKinley can do. We're gonna try to do some things like this. This is Lane County's, but you know, but we could do a whole history of the department before that date too, you know, with pictures and have for next year.
Yeah. It'd be interesting
even
to
for May, you know,
learn as much as we can. I mean, that's the cool thing about, you know, we still haven't lost our volunteer roots, you know. I mean, there's going to become a day when this place gets so big that that we're going to probably be mostly paid staff. But but the volunteers, you know, have been a staple since those beginning days.
Well, now's our opportunity with this celebration, I think, to burn it into, people said it's a tradition, even if the older folks aren't around 20 years from now. Cause, I mean, Eugene... The only city in Lane County that's older as far as incorporation than Jefferson City is Eugene. And I don't recall them doing anything on the 150th. Do you?
No.
It wasn't that long ago.
Uh-huh. What was that celebration they always had in September?
The Eugene celebration?
Eugene celebration. Yeah.
It was in it. It was like 4 days or something like that.
Well, originally it was. And that, the funny thing is that was a placeholder for the original poster. They didn't know what to name it, so they gave it the Eugene Celebration as a placeholder to build the posters for it, and no one came up with anything, so it stuck. They don't do it anymore, I don't think.
No.
It's been gone for a few years.
But I think that was going on during their 150th.
Oh, okay.
And they may have incorporated it into one of those Eugene celebrations.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. The Pioneer stuff is getting de-emphasized. I know Lane County Museum is rebranding themselves to get away from their Pioneer branding because it's not politically popular. And it's
a lot of canceling going on.
It's kind of sad because history is history to me.
It doesn't change.
Whatever happened, and that's
can't really erase it.
Things change, but you know, things also, I mean, we're shaped with, you know, by that history.
Besides a walking tour, we could also do a driving tour and include the fire department and stop by. And say, you know, stop by to see the old fire truck, the way it was.
Yeah. And, if there is some sort of a tour, driving tour, that could be a stop on the way, and we could just do station tours.
Yeah, we got people there to talk about stuff.
Yeah, that would be might be an idea to do for one of the evenings, is for people to have that opportunity. It's amazing how just a month ago it was still lighter, so much later.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have your drill night during that week?
Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
So we won't pick Thursday night.
Every Thursday.
That might be the one night, that might be the one I depict, we'll actually have people there.
Yeah. You know, I don't think it would be, it wouldn't, you know, we've...
It wouldn't inconvenience Phil that much to have the old people.
Yeah, we change, we shift things. Like I said, that if we didn't, if we just didn't tell anybody, then everybody would show up.
There you go.
Well, I have to say, like I say, thank y'all so much for the last couple of years in particular, for how many times you took my, came to our house because of my husband. Really appreciated it.
Yeah.
And so did he.
Well, we're here for you.
Did it a few times in the, actually the last 11 years, but more so the last couple of years.
All right.
Well, no? Does anybody have anything else you want to
bring up?
Okay. I will try.
I'm going to do it in front of you. You got to wait till I've already volunteered, Jack.
I'm going to wait till next month when you're gone. Have a whole list of things that Andrea can do.
So I'll get together and, like I say, and send out, I'll make sure I either drop it by or send it out in some way. You know, once I get a hold of some of these other people and kind of maybe condense some of the stuff that we've talked about and that we do have a few things that are set besides the date.
Well, it's good having a date in a set place.
Yeah. And it'll be here for you to around twice. Yeah. Like I say, we just want to have a good time and have it be enjoyable and not too much work for anyone besides Gary.
Right. Gary ain't doing the work.
You get the directors on the top.
Yeah. Right? Oh, you people and people too.
They are online for me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just got to order some replacement barriers.
Thank you all again for coming and all of you for sharing your time on this.